The Sounds of Scotland come honestly to David Russell. So do the sounds of Spain. His parents were Scottish, artists, bohemians. When Russell was a kid, they moved to Spain, a village on the island of Menorca. Back then, the family traveled around in a camper van. These days, the town isn't much bigger, about 1,200 people. There is, though, an avenue named for its best-known classical guitarist. They call it Avinguda David Russell. Russell's way with a guitar has also got his name on marquees around the world and on a 2005 Grammy Award. That was for his CD, Aire Latino. His latest recorded offering is called Air on a G-String. It's a collection of music from the time of Johann Sebastian Bach. And David Russell is in the studio with his guitar. What a pleasure to meet you.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Why did they name a street after you?
Well, they named me, first of all, adopted son. And usually you have to be dead before that happens. But so the last street that they opened, they gave it my name.
Were you introduced to the art of Spanish classical guitar when you were there? Because, you know, after all, I mean, Andre Segovia, he was the classical guitar player, right?
Segovia did some really special things. With two notes, he could give you the chills. So I spent hours trying to imitate some of his phrases on it, yes.
Was there one tune in particular that was, you know, meant something to you?
Oh, yeah, there were lots. But there's a very famous tune called Recuerdos de la Alhambra by Tárrega. It's a bit that goes... So that top note, he would play just so quietly, so you get the... You know, I sometimes do it a little bit, but I feel that it's getting a little bit close to kind of imitating the master, shall we say.
Yeah.
But some of that in certain pieces of music are really beautiful. But when you do it in a piece of Bach, it doesn't work. You know,
yeah,
you
no,
need
you
to be straighter.
Because Bach's music is almost more mathematical in many ways.
Sort of, yes. I'm sure Bach felt it was very emotional as well. But
sure.
It does have a higher level, so you really have to give the whole phrase without stopping on a note just because you like it.
Do you have to sometimes resist the temptation to get yourself lost in listening to the music and all of a sudden your fingers have run off the road?
Well, I get to do that at home. So when I'm in public, I've got to be on the ball because, you know, I'm hoping that that's happening to my audience, not to me.
I have to bring up Bach's Air on a G-String. There is not a bride or groom, I think, that are not familiar with this piece of music. Sound fresh?
Well, I once played some concerts with the jazz guitarist Barney Kessel. And Barney did the introductions. He was very, very eloquent. So he said, we jazz guys, we take a tune and we add all these other notes and things and play it completely differently. And the classical guys, they take the tune, they play the same notes and they work really hard to make it sound completely fresh every night.
Even in Bach's time, there was a premium on the ability to improvise and embellish and make
yes.
things fresh. And I don't know, maybe when you have a perfect melody, you don't actually want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do have to make it your own. I have to play, though, some pieces where you have taken, it sounds like you've taken, a few more liberties. Let's hear this one by Jacques de Saint-Luc. What is that, and how much of what we're hearing is 300 years old, and how much is 2008 David Russell?
A lot of it is my improvisation. I'm not a great improviser in the Baroque style, but all the ornamentation is mine. The thing is, if you have a piece by Bach, he often develops the piece to such a high level that you can hardly do much more to it. But Jacques Sandel wrote very simple Baroque music, and so if you don't embellish it, it just falls apart. It sounds way too simple.
By comparison, I guess, let's just play this from your Grammy-winning CD. This is Danza Brasileira by Jorge Morel. Now that is so different.
Yes.
And it just seems like you go from speaking one language to another.
Yeah, it's really strange to hear them kind of like one straight after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, whoa, it doesn't sound anything like... But, you know, if I'm playing the Baroque music, it's usually a brighter sound, a cleaner sound, shall we say, and that's got a slightly huskier sound in it, you know, which I do with the hands, you know. If I play straighter to the string, you get more of this kind of sound.
Bright.
Yeah, bright. And if I turn sideways, it gets more velvety.
I think we've held people off long enough because you do have your guitar here, a beautiful guitar, and you're going to take us out with a tune. Why don't you tell us what you're going to play?
A piece by Agustín Barrios, Una Limosna por el Amor de Dios, which means alms for the love of God. And supposedly, he was in El Salvador as an old man, and this beggar woman would come and slowly knock on his door gently, and that's actually, you hear at the beginning of the piece, you hear the slow notes, and then she would sing a song asking for something.
Classical guitarist David Russell. His new CD is called Air on a G-String. It features music from the world of Bach. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Robert Wharton's son, Ned, with production help from Chip Kranz's daughter, Laura, Erwin Waters' daughter, Gemma, Kevin Malone's son, Eamon, Carlos Valdivieso's daughter, Katerina, Stuart Gold's daughter, Jenny, Chris George's daughter, Susanna, and Stephen Tapscott's daughter, Rebecca. We had help from our librarians, Joe Shields' daughter, Kimaleski, and Peter Glendenning's daughter, Mary. Our technical director is Mike Hun's son, Burke, and our engineer is John Maynor's son, Kevin. Our senior editor is Bill Miller's daughter, Jenny Bergall. Our senior producer is Nader Ardalan's daughter, Davar Iran. I'm Edwin Hansen's daughter, Leanne.